and fun, but when we dig into its history, things get racy.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Rebecca.
And so this is another question from our listener, Kaylin. She also asked about Druthers. She came up with another great question. And I have to say, I'm dying to know what makes this one so racy.
Kaylin asked about lollygag as well as doodle and dilly-dally, all as things one might say to children, telling them to speed it up, get the car. Let's start with lollygag, which also historically has been lallygag with an A, L-A-L-L-Y. This comes into English in the mid-19th century, and here's the racy part, which is when it comes into the language, in addition to meaning sort of dawdle, it also meant fool around, or in an old-fashioned expression, to neck.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Yes, that fooling around. And this is a part of the vocabulary where we get a lot of words for this particular activity. I did not know that lollygag was one of them. Here's a great quote from 1868. "The lascivious lollygagging lumps of licentiousness who disgrace the common decencies of life by their lovesick fawnings at our public dances."
Wow, there's a lot of alliteration there. That's great.
There is, and it really makes you think that lollygagging is pretty racy. There's another quote in the Oxford English Dictionary from 1949. This is from a record of folklore, and the quote is, "Lollygagging was grandmother's word for lovemaking."
That just makes me want to use it so much more now.
There's lollygag, which now means to idle or dawdle. Now, let's talk about doodle. Can you doodle?
The only doodling I do is on a pad of paper, just scribbling or drawing little pictures.
This is true for me as well, that to doodle is to make doodles. But doodle also has this meaning of lollygagging, of idling about. It's in the Dictionary of American Regional English, and it came up in response to this question in their questionnaire. Doing little unimportant things, somebody asks, "What are you doing?" And you answer, "Nothing in particular. I'm just
doodling."
Doodling. There we have doodling, and then we have dilly-dallying. Can you dilly-dally?
I can definitely dilly-dally. And my husband does it exceptionally well.
Now, dilly-dally is a reduplicated form. The base of it is dally, in the meaning of to chat idly. Dally goes back to Old French, comes in hundreds of years ago. The reduplication of dilly-dally is much like flip-flop, mishmash, zigzag, where you repeat the form but you change the vowel. The verb dally comes in meaning chat lightly. It then picks up these meanings of toying with things or spending time idly. And by the 18th century, we get dilly-dally in this sense of loitering. I looked to see how popular it is. Dilly-dally really hit a high point in the mid-19th century. So in the set of terms we use to talk about lollygagging, we seem to be enjoying the word dilly-dally in the middle of the 20th century. It now is on the decline and is back to the levels of about 1900.
We have so many words to talk about how to waste time.
You'd almost think this was something we did on a regular basis.
Well, Anne, I hope you find some time for dilly-dallying and doodling today. Thanks so much.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.